Hello, everyone, and welcome to a MaderCast. I'm Jamming Jerry Mader. This podcast may contain adult language, strong language. It may also include description of sexual intercourse. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the MaderCast Season 2, Episode Number 4. I'm Jerry Mader here. And, you know, got to thinking about my last interview that I did with the girls. And we'll get them back on at a later time. I know everybody enjoyed that wonderful podcast, wanting to know some things that I had no clue of. So I'm not going to answer them. Folks, if you really want to know that question, you got to go up to the Stroll Inn Bar and Grill in Flint. That's the Stroll Inn Bar and Grill in, over by the Kersley Dam there. There's a nice lake. And, you know, it's a good place to be, so go on over there. Okay. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about vaping. I found a very disturbing article written by NBC, which I'm going to debunk right now. Right now, as we speak, I will debunk it. For one thing, you can't get brain damage from using a vaporizer unless you're doing something absolutely wrong with it. And people do. People try to vape glue. They try to vape other junk that they're not supposed to. You can't put nothing in there that doesn't belong in there. I buy my own e-liquid stuff and make my own juice. I don't mess with their juices. And lately, I haven't even used that one because I don't like it. I like my dry herb vaporizer that I got for Christmas. That's a lot better, and I can use it a lot better. Now, do I have the parts or have the ability to use, or if I want to, one of the kind that just takes liquid? Of course I do. Will I use it? Maybe someday. But no. To be honest, I don't care what people think. That stuff isn't killing your brain. That's a line of bullshit for the media. The media wants to have something to bitch about. So what do? They start this bullshit about, oh, if you vape, oh my God, don't vape. Don't do that. Don't heal your lungs. Because if you heal your lungs, you might get brain damage. Do you know how much other bullshit out there can give you brain damage? This phone you're using to listen to me on can fucking give you brain damage, okay? Anything can give you brain damage. A microwave. You stand in front of the microwave making food, correct? Okay, that can give you brain damage. Anything that emits microwave or radiation can give you brain damage. Why do you think you cannot be in the vicinity of a radiation bomb? For the same damn reason, you shouldn't be near radiation at all. But radiation is what it is. People have to take radiation sometimes to kill cancer. Doesn't that not give you brain damage or some kind of damage? Sure it does, but they don't want to tell you that. But it does, and it can, and it will. But why would they tell you that? They're making money off of that. They can't make any money off of the e-cigarettes because, not because they can't regulate them legally, it's because you can make your own things. You can make your own juice. All their juice is, and all it really is vegetable or tomato glycerin. It's a paste made out of tomatoes or made out of vegetable oil, like an oil. And then you add flavoring, like peppermint or a pineapple flavor, whatever flavor you want. And then if you have the nicotine available to you, I don't use nicotine, so I just don't like it. It makes my damn throat hurt, so I don't use it. But I'm not saying it's bad for you, because it's not. Nicotine is not what's bad for you. What's bad for you in cigarettes is the pollution in the garbage that they use to pack the cigarettes. See, it's why do you think that when you go to Europe or something like that, their cigarettes are different? They taste different. Because they are not polluted like that. A lot of the times, you go to certain places in certain other countries, and you don't have the pollution. You don't have the garbage, the carcinogens that are in it. And sure, you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. I'm not promoting them at all. I don't prefer anyone to smoke cigarettes, but there ain't nothing wrong with vaping. And people are bitching because teenagers are vaping. I would rather have my teenager vape than smoke a cigarette anyway. It's starting them out on the right path. Do I agree with it? No. But do you think many parents agreed with their kids smoking cigarettes? Do you think if your mom and dad would have found out you were smoking cigarettes back in the day, you wouldn't have gotten your ass busted? Okay, then. I wish these damned people would leave things alone. They've always got a what's the word I'm looking for, damn it? Hold on, I'll get there. Oh, yeah, they always got to complicate the truth. They don't want you to know the truth. If they tell you that vaping is going to cause brain damage, are you going to want vape? No, you're going to leave it alone because you don't want to die, right? But now they tell you that cigarettes can contain cancerous material, and you go out and buy two cartons or three cartons because you can't help it. Your body wants those carcinogens. Fuck it. Anyway, at least I said it. Carcinogens is what I was trying to say. This is my point. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Because most of the time, what you read on the internet's bullshit. Because it's propaganda. It's ways for you to stay tuned, you know? If I were to air that story on TV, I might put something like, vaping, can it cause brain damage? Stay tuned, and we'll tell you at 11. Those are what they call teasers. And a teaser is used to keep you watching TV. Same thing with an article. They can link, oh my god, brain cancer? Oh my god, brain cancer is the first thing you see when you look at that. What the fuck? I don't want that, you know? Holy fuck, that's crazy. I think I'll stop vaping, you know? Well, I'm here to tell you right now, I've been vaping now for 4 years, and I ain't dead yet. And I don't feel like I got brain. Matter of fact, I feel like I've got a clear head. I can do more when I vape. So, to the article and to the guy that wrote the article, or girl, or whatever, go fuck yourself and quit putting that shit out here. You're a douchebag. Keep trying, NBC. Anyway. And NBC's also got another article out about CBD cookies. Yeah, CBD-infused Oreo cookies are coming to your favorite store. People are all up in arms. Oh my god, this shit's gonna kill our... Yeah, fuck off. It ain't gonna kill nothing. CBD is what is the ingredient that does not get you high. How many times do you have to tell somebody that before they go, oh my god, holy fuck, my kid's gonna get high off these, they got CBD in them. Shut up. Just, yeah, whatever. Anyway, CBD may help your kid. If your kid has problems, give him some CBD oil that might, take care of the problem instead of bitching about it for a half an hour. Anyway, long story short, we're getting CBD infused snacks now because hemp is now legal in all 50 states. CBD is legal in all 50 states. You cannot stop that. So yes, you can still get CBD in all 50 states. It's legal if it's derived from hemp. But if it's derived from marijuana, in some places, it's not illegal. It's illegal and you shouldn't have it. Well, that's what they want you to believe. Anyway, I'll tell you the truth. Tonight I was watching the Cubs game and I fired up a bowl and I was smoking my favorite brand of green. And I was watching this great, wonderful Cubs game. I only said that to piss people off, you know. Anyway, no, I do not share. Anyway, and you will not share with me because I'm Bogart. I don't share shit. Anyway, I don't believe in sharing is caring, because usually if you share with somebody, they end up taking half of your bowl. They end up smoking up half of your shit. And I don't share with nobody because it's just, I also don't want to get infections, like lung infections from dumbasses who don't bother to, hello, wipe the fucking mouthpiece off before you hand it to me. Dumb ass. Anyway. Ugh, I hate when people slobber. Oh, I fucking hate when people slobber on a joint. It's like fucking things dripping like a water spout. Anyway, that's why I don't do joints. I don't like them. Nope. I will stick to my vaporizer that I'm going to get brain cancer from. Because, you know what? At least my vaporizer gets me closer and closer and closer to seeing God. Anyway, I don't give a fuck. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about the Cubs game. That's much more enjoyable. So I was watching this Cubs game and really enjoying myself. There was a witch-majigger. There was a few runs that came into play and... I think my favorite part is listening to the press box announcer, because for some reason it comes over their microphones. Oh my goodness, are they loud. And you can hear the press box announcing that they're, you know, the weather and stuff. I kind of enjoy hearing that behind the scenes stuff. So I was checking that out today, because man, the fella that was doing the press box announcing, Pat, he was right. That guy, he don't need a microphone. He just has to yell. You can hear him clear across the room. And it was just like, holy Hannah, what'd you give that guy? Maybe he needs some CBD oil. That might calm him down a bit. All right. Anyway, yeah, but they did end up winning 13-5. Sorry, Cardinals fans. Anyway, you got suckered. You fell into the big trap, and the Cubs sweeped your asses. I'm sorry about your bad luck, but maybe in the next game you have will be better. All right, but yeah, they are the sole. The sole first place winner, because they're now 19, and I forgot the other number, I think 19 and 12, which is good. When you start out 1 from 6, so yay. Anyway, I am going to get out of here. Y'all take it easy. This has been the MaterCast. I'm Jerry Mater saying, fuck you later.